Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on June 6 regarding Aladino, A-L-A-D-I-N-O, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rodriguez, as described in the report referenced above, for this pertaining to injuries he sustained at work on 1/19/21, involving his right foot and ankle. Prepared additional records show Mr. Rodriguez was seen at the emergency room on 6/25/21. Period, he complained of a fall as he was getting up onto his truck. Period, he scraped the anterior portion of the right shin and now presents with right-sided anterior chest wall pain under the breast and right shoulder pain. Period, he denied any further complaints or loss of consciousness. Period, he was examined and underwent x-rays to be inserted here. Period, he was diagnosed with chest wall pain, comma, accidental fall, comma, multiple abrasions, comma, and right shoulder pain. Period, his wounds were cleansed and dressed. Period, new paragraph. On 7/23/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. It was noted they had previously seen him for a fifth metatarsal fracture, which ultimately went on to heal. Period. On this occasion, he related trying to get into the truck and slipped and fell. Period. He had pain in the shoulder and knee, as well as some rib and back pain. Period. Dr. Gehrman had him undergo x-rays of the knee and shoulder to be inserted as marked from his report. Period. His assessment was right knee pain with an effusion, which is also likely an exacerbation of some chronic arthritis. Period. The plan was to give him a subacromial bursal injection on that visit. Period. He also recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. He remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 8/31/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 11/21, he underwent an MRI of the knee to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. German through 3/23/22. Period. It was noted he had a chronic massive rotator cuff tear, but his knee pain had resolved. Period. He states he felt better after coming to physical therapy. Period. Exam found actively lifting his shoulder to about 130 degrees. Period. Passively, he could be flexed to about 165 degrees. Period. Abduction and external rotation were to about 85 degrees. Period. External rotation at his side was to 60 degrees. Period. Resistive strength testing for both external rotation and abduction was 5-5. Period. He gets some mild impingement signs with this. Period. Dr. German recommended he attempt to return back to work after completing physical therapy. Period. It was noted most of his work was not overhead, so this would facilitate his return to work. Period. New paragraph on 5/18/22, Dr. Nassar, N-A-S-A-R, performed an impairment rating evaluation. Period. He rendered diagnoses of right foot, fifth metatarsal fracture, comma, right knee contusion, comma, and right shoulder strain with impingement. Period. However, these all seem to be in reference to the injuries that preceded the subject event. Period. Nevertheless, Dr. Nassar offered 35% of the foot, comma, 25% of the lower extremity for the knee, comma, and 25% partial total for the right shoulder. Period. He did not reference the AMA guides or how he derived this impairment rating. Appeared from what I am able to assess, it was under the auspices of a New Jersey workers' compensation claim. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 6/25/21, Aladino Rodriguez fell at work, sustaining several abrasions to the lower extremity. Previously seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays of his chest and ribs were negative. Period. He followed up with orthopedist Dr. Gehrman beginning 7/23/21. Period. He initiated continuous therapeutic measures. Period. MRI of the right shoulder was done, as was the knee, both to be inserted here. Period. Ultimately, on 3/23/22, he was thought to have a chronic massive rotator cuff tear, but felt capable of returning to work. Period. His knee issues had resolved by that point. Period. You will recall Mr. Rodriguez had alleged injuries to his right foot. In particular, when injured on 1/22/21, Pretty was seen by Dr. Gehrman for that as well. Period. As of 5/14/21, he was released from care to full duty. Period. New paragraph, this case will be rated relative to only the right lower extremity, comma, meaning the right knee in particular. Period of note, his symptoms about the right knee resolved. Period, he did have a knee MRI that showed minimal abnormalities. Period. As early as 1/13/22, his right knee pain had resolved. Period. This had also occurred before on 12/8/21. Period. The last documented physical exam of the knee was from 11/12/21. Period. He ambulates with a limp, but range of motion was quite good from 0 to 135 degrees. Pretty had mild effusion with no ligamentous instability. Pretty had medial and lateral joint line tenderness, but there was no warmth, comma, erythema, comma, or signs of infection. Pretty, he was not noted to be using any type of splints, orthotics, or handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period. End.